We're joined now by Melchor Dallas football coach Jason Mason. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA. The Saints went on the chin last night to Belle Plaine, 86-12. Boy, coach, you knew that was going to be a tough game going in, and then it didn't start well for you. And it's, I guess, it just kind of snowballed not in your favor last night.
Yeah, no, definitely did not start out the way we wanted to. You know, we had some mental errors, and then we just seemed like we could just turn the ball over a few more times and not, but just definitely couldn't get anything moving there.
What was Belle Plaine do? I know they had that running back. Was that pretty much what they were going to?
No, you know, really what it came down to was the line of scrimmage battle. We just kind of, we lost that physicality battle up front.
What was, obviously, they, handled you physically up front. Was there really anything, any adjustments you could make during the game?
We tried to move some people around, and just try to get some different matchups. We thought maybe we might have a bit more favor in there. But, really at the end of the day, this comes down to me. I'm going to take accountability for this one, and making sure that next week we come better prepared and get that reset mind, put this in the past and go 1-0 next week.
Looking, at some of the performances, you scored a couple of times. What was working on those drives for you?
It actually is our special teams, and our kick return has been phenomenal this year with CJ Smith for getting the ball back there and doing some pretty good things in the kick return side of things. So, really, our special teams probably shine the brightest for the most part. Offensively, we just couldn't get any traction.
Let's talk about your special teams. Some of those kids are out there maybe a couple times a night and hopefully more if it's on kickoff. How are they doing? Obviously, it's kids that, you just kind of pick, say, okay, you play here, you play here. And obviously they made the most of it last night.
No, absolutely. And we do have some young kids on the special teams that are playing for us right now. And we just try to make that a focus in practice. We try to make sure that we take care of special teams. It's one third of the game. And so we feel like there's some importance there. There's obviously opportunities on special teams that we can take advantage of.
What were you hoping, going into this game that you could do against Belle Plaine that, you saw on film?
We thought that, we knew they were going to be a physical team. We knew it was going to have, it was going to be a dogfight coming in this game. But we felt like, we felt pretty confident in our athletes that we could keep up with them and be competitive. That was never an issue at all. But it just seems like some days are your days. And I think at the end of the day, the thing we need to take away from this game is, we got hit with some adversity here. And we have to clear the slate, essentially, and reset the mind. But I think a lot can be learned from adversity in life in general. So I think this will be a good life lesson in general as well for us to pick up from and learn from and come better prepared and ready to play next week.
Talking to Jason Mason, Melchor Dallas football coach on KNIA on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. When you have this kind of adversity, what kind of things as a coaching staff do you do to try to get the guys to move forward and move on to next week?
Yeah, that's obviously our mindset. We want to go, obviously we don't want to live in the past. We can't change what happened. All we can do is improve from, what we learned from that game. There's definitely a lot of learning lessons that we can take from this game. I think it's a good thing. It's never a good thing to lose, obviously. But sometimes when you're met with some kind of losses like these, I think it's good to reflect and then come back stronger and better prepared, a little more focused next week. I think we got a tough opponent with Montezuma, but I definitely think that our guys can compete and we can hang in that game for sure.
You mentioned focus several times. Is that kind of one of the big thing coming into this week that you're going to work on and turn the focus up a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. We have to be dialed in, mentally sharp, because a lot of issues that we've probably seen over the last, in the last weeks, but we've been pretty sharp mentally over the first 2 weeks of the season. This last week here against Belle Plaine, I feel like there was probably maybe a little lack of focus in this game, which, that's always the issue here generally, but I think that's something we're going to be a primary focus on this week for practice, is just make sure we're dialed in, make sure everybody understands their assignments, and just kind of go back to the drawing board, essentially, and just kind of go back to basics. Sometimes you just got to hit the reset button here and just kind of start over again. So we'll be very prepared. We're going to go 1-0 again this week. That's the focus, and that's what we're going to work on.
Montezuma coming in, and boy, they've been quite the juggernaut and eight-man the last couple of years. This, you know, just doesn't get any easier for you here in the next few weeks.
You know, I don't look at it that way. You know, obviously we want to play the better teams, because obviously if we want to be the better team, we have to beat the better teams. And so we definitely invite the challenge against some of these better teams like this. I think it's going to teach us a lot about ourselves. And I think they're good games to have in our schedule, you know, from that point of view. But yeah, Montezuma has been pretty good over the last few years. And there's definitely no shortage of talent there either again this year. But, you know, I would say offensively, just watch some film on them. They're very similar to us, and an offensive scheme matters. So I think that we definitely have some advantages there in some of the battles that we'll have on the one-on-one stuff as well.
All right. Best of luck to you next week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
That's Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas football coach, back after this on KNIA.